We begin by Ezra Hashemiz Baruch Simon Kuf Tzadik. Hilcha Shmiras Haguf Ubal Pashkas. Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Sasei. There's a mitzvah Sasei Lasis Makla Gagecha. To make a fence around the roof. Shanem Vasisa Maka Lagagecha. When one makes this fence, he makes the bracha Asher Kedishonim Tzoyis Vitzvonu Lasis Maka. We don't make a Shechiyonu. Even if it's the first time you're ever doing this mitzvah. Even if you are not the owner of the house, but you're making the makkah, you make the bracha. There's a question when the bracha should be made. Should it be made before, as you begin making the makkah, or do you make the bracha when you finish making the makkah? If you made the makkah through a goy, a bracha is not made. Therefore, it's appropriate that at least part of the fence should be made by a Yisrael, so a bracha should be able to be recited. The mitzvah applies both to men and women. And same halacha applies if it's a home that's owned by many partners. However, if one of the partners is a nochri, then there's still obligation to have a makkah, but there's no bracha made on such a roof. If you rent a home from someone else, it is the obligation of the renter, of the tenant, to make a makkah. The mitzvah is only if there's a home under the house, under the roof, what you're making a makkah, that has walls that are at least 10 tefachim tall. If the roof has to have dimensions of at least 4 amos by 4 amos, if it has those dimensions only because you can make a square, that is not a case where a bracha is made. In other words, let's say you have a long, narrow roof. Then you make a makkah, but don't make a bracha. The height of the roof, of the makkah, has to be at least 10 tefachim. It has to be strong enough. If somebody is leaning on that mat, on that, it won't fall. The roof, our roofs that nobody uses, you don't make a bracha on that. The roof of a shul, you don't make a bracha. Not only is a roof obligated to have a fence, a kol davar shesh besakana, any place that could be dangerous, where a person could fall and hurt himself, and therefore if you have a stairwell going up and it's going up in a place where it's already a higher floor, you have to have a proper banister. And if you'd leave it without a makkah, a bit of mitzvah to say, you have ignore the mitzvah say, vava loisa say, and you avoid a loisa say. Shnema loisasum tita damim meisecha. Kikai mishesh loy bar b'techetzeri. For example, if somebody has a pit in his yard, chayv loisas loy chuyu gvay asar tfachim, he has to make a fence, 10 tfachim around, or if not, las loy kisui, shloyipa b'yodim, make a proper covering. That's why it's also halacha that one should have gates around the window. And every moment that one doesn't make a makkah around his roof, he's violating the lava leisasim damim. And even if ultimately he does make a roof, that doesn't help that he already violated the mitzvah of making a fence. Sebeis became komichshol. Shesh besakonas nefashos, anything that could relate, that could be dangerous. Mitzvah saseh lisoyroi, one has to remove such a situation from his home. L'shemim menu, to be very careful. L'zor b'davi yofa, to be most careful. Shnem esham l'cha shma nafshcha ma'oid. The Torah is very concerned about making sure that there's safety in our homes. V'mniach v'loi hisra samachshoylem hamavilim deskona. And if somebody did not take away anything that could cause danger, beetle mitzvah saseh, he has violated mitzvah to save over below sasum dumb. Kigoin, im sulm rua oimer b'deibes v'chatzeri. If one has a ladder that's shaky, that's not healthy, that's not working, you shouldn't have that in your home. Can't megal kol of raw. And even though this is a mitzvah, in all these cases, you don't make a bracha when you remove these things from your property. Sif gimel, shem shetzarach adam lizor begufoi, shloi l'avdoi v'shloi l'kalkoloi. Just like we have to be careful about ourselves, not to do anything to harm ourselves, shloi l'azikoi. Kishmoi shenemar, hisham l'cho shmo nafshach ma'oid. Kein tzarach lizor b'moinoi. You have to be careful about what you own. Shloi l'avdoi v'shloi l'kalkoloi v'shloi l'azikoi. Not to ruin it or harm it. Your possessions. For kol m'shabu kliya k'rei beged. If somebody breaks something or tears a garment, or me'abed machal amashka, or ruins food or drink, or me'masam, or makes them disgusting that nobody else will want to eat them, or zorek mos libur, or you waste or throw away money, became a kalkashal kaldova, shiroi shienabab ne'adam, or you ruin anything that somebody could have benefit from, over b'loisase, shenemar, b'loisashkos ezeitza. Included in this is one is not allowed to curse themselves, and not curse yourself, nor curse anybody else. Even if somebody is living alone, he has an obligation to remove anything dangerous from his property. And of course, to make sure that there's nothing on the floor that somebody could slip on or trip on is all included in this halacha. Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Issa Tzah Baal Chai, Vissa Seiris. Osman Atar L'Tzah Kol Baal Chai, Midaraisa, one is not allowed to in any way hurt an animal. The Adraba, Chayv L'Hatzel Kol Baal Chai Mitzar. We have to do whatever we can to save any living thing from pain. Afila Shehefka, Afila Shehanokri. Even if it belongs to, it doesn't have any owner or belongs to Nokri. Ach hemetzarim l'odom. If they're causing pain to somebody, or shetzarach adam lam l'ful shadavar, or we need them for a constructive purpose, mutafil l'hargan, then we're allowed to kill them. Vein choshem l'tzarim, and we are not then concerned about causing them pain. So Torah tira shchita, as we see that the Torah allows us to kill an animal in order to be able to eat the animal. Okay, mutafil limer noitzis me'avzes chayis. We'll have to take out the feathers from live geese, and mainly notes are cheres, if you need a feather and there is no other feather available. It's still something that we should avoid doing because it's not the way we're supposed to behave. We're supposed to avoid any type of cruel behavior. If horses are schlepping a wagon, they come to a place where the earth is ruined, or they come to a tall mountain, and they can't schlep without any help. Even if it's a nochri, we have to try to help him move the animal, because it's tzar bal chayim. We have to do whatever we can to prevent the nochri from hitting the animal, to hit it a lot. The nochri will hit the animal to try to get it to move. Just like we learned that there's a halacha pre-kotina, this is all included in that halacha. Sifkim also looks your ragl behem chayv oif. We're not allowed to tie together the legs of any animals or birds, bin yishayim tzar, in a way that'll cause tzar. Sifdalid, also lashav oif abayim shayna minoy. We can't put birds sit on eggs that are not from that type of a bird. That is included tzar. Tzar Baal Chayim. Sifhei, Oslo Saras, one is not allowed to sterilize. Ben Odom, Ben Behem, Chayv Oif, a person, or an animal, or a bird. Echetime Vechetarim, kosher or non-kosher. Ben Be'et Yisrael, Ben Be'chutz Lortz, both in Et Yisrael, or Chutz Lortz. We call him Saras, anyone who does such a thing, is Chayv Malkus. Vafil Ahashkus, kosher, Iker, and Ish, or Shal Baal Chayim Zecharim, to have a man or an animal drinks some sort of a potion that sterilizes him, asur. Sevav asur loim lev kachavim l'saras b'em shlanu. Not only we may not sterilize our animals, we may not ask a nochri to do it to our animals. to sell an animal to a nochri, or lit noilamaktiskar, to enter into a partnership with a nochri in the ownership of an animal, im yidua di sarsa, if it's known that that's what the nochri is going to do, he's going to sterilize the animal, usr. Mishum, the oivik achavim gankim at sovel isasirus. Nochrim also may not do this to animals. Then Cain, if a Yisrael creates a situation that that's what the nochri is going to do, oivel lefneiver. Umiu, im ein oivik achavim haikoidim asaras batmai, if the nochri that you hired or became a partner with will not be the one who he himself does the sterilization. Rak noisun l'oivik achavim achlasaris, he asks a different nochri to do it, then l'kulei al-mashari, then that's permitted, because that falls into the category of lifnei de lifnei. It's not lifnei ever, it's lifnei de lifnei, that is mutter.